Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and good morning, distinguished delegates. My name is Yanying Li. I'm a legal officer at the Aung San Suu Kyi Secretariat. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Aung San Suu Kyi, Aung San Suu Kyi stands for the United Nations Commission on International Trade Law. It is a subsidiary organ of the UN General Assembly, established in 1966 to further the progressive harmonization and modernization of international trade law. So for more than three decades, Aung San Suu Kyi has prepared a suite of legislative texts on electronic commerce to enable and facilitate the use of electronic means to engage in commercial activities, which have already been adopted in over 100 countries. And one of the most adopted texts is our Model Law on Electronic Commerce from 1996. And on the slide, you will see that we also have Model Law on Electronic Signatures, the Convention on the Use of Electronic Communications in International Contracts, the Model Law on Electronic Transferable Records, and most recently, the Model Law on the Use and Cross-Border Recognition of Identity Management and Trust Services. In case some of you may wonder, why is law relevant for digital transformation? Isn't it more about policy and the technology? So the short answer is that while two of us may agree that the electronic version of this paper shall have the same legal effect, everybody else in the room may not agree. Anybody else in the building or in Geneva may not agree. So that is in a nutshell why we need a law to ensure that everyone else share the same understanding and recognize that the electronic equivalent has the same legal effect. And just sorry, on the previous slide, please. I would also like to say a few words about our Model Law on Electronic Transferable Records, known as MLETR, MELITA. And this instrument was adopted in 2017. And after the COVID has become the new buzzword, and we're extremely grateful for the efforts of our very active member, Singapore, and also our partner organization, ICC, for moving forward for this instrument. And today, I will, if you don't mind to move to the next slides, please thank you. And today, I will briefly focusing also on Aung San Suu Kyi's current work, our work in progress on digital transport. So since 2022, Aung San Suu Kyi Working Group 6 has been developing an international instrument to allow the use of negotiable cargo documents and negotiable electronic cargo records for all modes of transport. Today, we have only international instruments for this type of document of title in the context of maritime transport or transport by inland waterways, known as bills of lading. There is, however, a growing need for such a type of document in the context of multimodal transport and other modes of transport. While the scope of the project is very broad, it's for multimodal and unimodal transport, it could benefit all regions. Would be most beneficial for landlocked countries and also including SPECA countries. And so you may wonder, why do we need negotiable electronic cargo records and how would it facilitate digital transformation? So I will start with the second question. It will facilitate digital transformation because the instrument we're developing now includes a whole chapter on the recognition and use of this negotiable electronic cargo record. It is a new type of record to be created by Aung San Suu Kyi Working Group 6. The key difference between this record and the existing transport document is that it is a document of title. It represents ownership to the goods, just like the functions of maritime bill of lading. And the draft instrument will provide the same legal standards to recognize the use of this type of record. The substance is essentially the same as MLETR, which is also an Aung San Suu Kyi instrument, but it is in a form of an international treaty. So what we know as the highest level of hard law instrument. So once the country becomes a signatory to the treaty, it will not be able to adapt the legal standards incorporated this instrument. which in our view could help facilitate interoperability of data exchange models in this context. And there, why do we need such a document? There's a few other reasons outlined just very briefly. It is essentially the reason for how we are using maritime bills lading for of a document of title. It could allow the goods being sold while in transit, and it could also provide more comfort to the banks when they provide trade finance, particularly in the context of letters of credit. And one, I will not go into all the details of the legal aspect, but one practical aspect is that through this initiative, which we hope to finalize actually by next summer, at our annual commission session, that in the near future, you would be able to see that there will be a new type of cargo record, which in theory could also cover door-to-door transport in a multimodal context. And that perhaps is one of the things, practically speaking, could really help with connectivity or facilitate trade. So you have one single cargo record digitally covering all the whole trade, and you have the legal framework who would provide the legal standard to support this. And we know that at UNCFACT, they have already done a lot of work in similar areas, starting from the white paper on MOETR compliant titles, and they also developed multimodal transport reference data models, the supply chain reference data models. And so we are very much looking forward to working very closely with UNCFACT on this project, because we know that the legal standard is only a very small step towards the goal. Because when we talk to the industries, they literally told us that if you go only give us legal standards, it's inactionable. We do not know what exactly needs to be done. So it really needs to be complemented by technical standards, by data models to move this forward. And so for those of you who may be interested, you can find more details on Central Working Group 6 webpage, available in 6 UN official languages. And we also invite interested organizations, more states to join, participate in this global lawmaking process. Particularly, we look forward to working closely with UNCFACT, UNECE transport divisions, and also SPECA working parties on this initiative. Thank you.